Only about 1 in 5 kids in McLean County between ages 5 and 11 are fully vaccinated against COVID. That's a much lower vaccination rate than the rest of eligible population. In this edition of Sound Health, WGLT's Ryan Denham talks to Carle Health pediatrician Dr. Aaron Traeger about why parents are reluctant.
I think a lot of people need a conversation. You know, there are so many people who have heard sound bites, or they've read something on the internet, or they've heard somebody who has a very strong opinion about this. And because of that, they really are waiting until they have that opportunity to speak with the person they trust, their local established pediatrician or family practice physician, you know, before they take the next step.
Well, yeah. Can you expand on the variety of answers you are hearing for those who say, no, we haven't gotten our kiddos vaccinated yet?
Yeah. Well, the biggest thing is that the parents have not been vaccinated themselves. You know, hands down, if the parents have not been vaccinated, they're not vaccinating their children. And that's, again, that's a little disappointing. You know, the vaccine is very safe and very effective at reducing serious issues from COVID, okay, from reducing hospitalizations and death and all these other things. So, you know, I wish that, you know, more people were vaccinating themselves, you know, so that way, you know, kids wouldn't necessarily have to be vaccinated for these things, you know. But if the adults and the people that are at greatest risk are vaccinated, that's really, really huge. So that's number one. The other thing is that we get a lot of questions about is you know, they just don't know if it's necessary. And the most fascinating thing is that over the past couple of weeks, we're really learning a lot about this. Now, again, I'm very sorry. This is a very long answer.
That's, you know, absolutely fine.
Yeah, but the thing is when the COVID first came out, we were not seeing children get ill from COVID. You know, maybe they'd have a cold and it really, you know, they felt pretty crummy. Then there were those kids that got pretty sick. So, you know, that number was there. Then Delta happened. So in July, man, it was so weird. You know, here locally, we were seeing kids coming in with COVID and they were positive and they had respiratory symptoms and it was getting kind of freaky, you know. And then the Delta surge kind of went down a little bit as our numbers in our own community decreased. Well, there's this thing called Omicron. I don't know if you guys are watching the news, but this thing is out and it is the real deal. And it is in our community. And what my partners and I have been seeing, and the pediatricians in this community have been seeing, is that these kids are pretty darn sick. Okay. They are not just a runny nose. Most of them, you know, sure, there's runny noses, but we're seeing much more of the fevers lasting for days. We're seeing the kids that are having the body aches and things like that. They're acting much, much more ill. And we have had some increased hospitalizations, and, you know, even the younger kids, you know, the babies and stuff, you know, we're really getting some positives that are causing some pretty significant issues, including hospitalizations. So those numbers are starting to go up. And what's really fascinating is just in the past couple of days, some data has been released from South Africa, where this was first really characterized, showing that children are much, much more severely affected with Omicron than they have been with the previous versions, you know, the previous strains or variants of the COVID-19.
So you're suggesting then that as the science evolves, as we learn more about it, our, you know, a parent's thinking should also evolve.
You know, it really should be, you know, and if you listen to any expert, you know, that talks about COVID or talks about anything, you know, for them to come out on day number one, you know, of March of 20, oh, geez, was it March of 2020, someone comes in and says, this is COVID, this is how we treat it, and this is it. And if that person's mind hasn't changed with time on things, that's not an expert you should be listening to.
So what are the questions that parents are asking? For those who are on the fence, what are you hearing?
Well, like with anything that you do to yourself, okay, if you're an adult and you have a child, you know, you feel crummy, you take some medicine, things like that. But when it's your child, when it's the, you know, like the most important thing to you in your life, you know, you're going to be a lot more careful on what you do to them. Okay. Most parents feed their kids a whole lot better than they eat themselves. You know, they encourage them to exercise and do sports, and they do things to try and get their kids set up and be healthy. And they want to do the right thing for their kids, probably more than they do for their themselves. So with their kids, the question that everybody wants to know is number one, is this thing safe? Is there going to be something that someday we're going to say, man, that wasn't right or something. And the answer that we can give you is that this vaccine is safe and effective, and that is good. And if I did not believe that, if I didn't believe it was safe and effective, my three kids, you know, would not have gotten the COVID vaccine. Okay. And those are, my kids are 7, 11, and 13. And that's great. I love it that my kids have been vaccinated against this thing, because I know that they're protected against serious illness from COVID.
Do you have any final thoughts as to what parents and guardians should be thinking about over these next couple of weeks about making a decision whether to get their kiddos vaccinated?
You know, yeah. And really the big thing is that if you haven't been vaccinated, you know, just remember everybody has a date with COVID. You know, they really do. You know, you're going to be exposed to this thing. You're probably going to get it, you know, and you want to be as prepared as you possibly can for that.
That's Dr. Aaron Traeger, a Carle Health pediatrician in Bloomington Normal. The McLean County Health Department will host COVID vaccine clinics for kids ages 5 to 11 on Monday and Tuesday next week at Grossinger Motors Arena downtown. I'm Ryan Denham.
Support for WGLT health coverage comes from Carle Health, your trusted partner in all healthcare decisions. Information at carle.org.